The annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca begins this weekend with fresh memories of the deadly stampede last year and the inflamed tensions between the two Muslim powers, Iran and Saudi Arabia. During last year's Hajj, thousands of pilgrims were killed in a stampede. Saudi Arabia put the official death toll at 769. But Iran's supreme leader recently accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately killing those pilgrims and said Muslims should reconsider the Saudi control of the religious holy sites. Saudi Arabia's top cleric responded by saying Iran's leaders are not Muslims at all. Ben Hubbard is a Middle East correspondent with the New York Times. Ben, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Would you say the dispute between Iran and Saudi Arabia has made the Hajj suddenly a deadly business for millions of Muslims?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think that what we're seeing is both sides sort of taking advantage of this very holy occasion to try to score rhetorical political points against each other. You know, the temperatures are running very high. These are places that both see themselves as the, you know, the world lodestar of true Islam, and they consider the other people not that. And so they're really using this as an opportunity to kind of beat up on the other and say nasty things about them.
This has always been a dispute going back centuries. Why has it really emerged now? I mean, certainly we have the terrible dispute over the casualties from last year, but why now?
I think that what you really have is going on here is politics. And when they have political differences, this expresses itself in terms of religion, because these are the ways in which these two states kind of express their legitimacy. So, you know, you have various differences going on, whether it's the shape of, you know, what they think that the Iraqi government should look like, what they think the rulers, who do they think the rulers of Bahrain should be, or the rulers of Syria, or the rulers of Yemen. You know, when they come to talk about these issues, it comes across in a very religious, sectarian way.
Is it possible to maintain security in Mecca, given that so many of the places where these people are coming from are war zones?
Well, I mean, the Hajj is definitely over the generations has seen a number of major tragedies, you know, stampedes and various things like that. Last year, according to the AP count, was one of the Associated Press did its own independent count of the people killed in this terrible crush that happened last year, and they. You know, the AP has reported that it was more than 2,400 people, making it one of the most deadly Hajj events of all times. During the years previous to that, the Hajj had actually been quite safe. There hadn't been a major stampede or major security event for quite a number of years. So it's a bit hard to tell what's going on. I mean, I would guess that, you know, if you were the Saudi government and, you know, the Saudi monarch, the official title that he carries is the custodian of the two holy mosques, meaning the holy sites in Mecca and Medina. So I would assume that after having such a terrible thing happen on his watch last year, that they've really put extra effort into trying to make sure that the pilgrimage goes off without a hitch this year. At the same time, anytime you get, you know, millions of people in a very tight spot who are trying to go through a certain number of rituals on a very specific schedule, you know, there's always a chance that something can go wrong.
Is this also on some level a critique of Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia, which has no hesitation about declaring even Sunni Muslims around the world to be illegitimate and apostates for various behaviors? They claim they control the criteria for acceptable piety within Sunni Islam, and they are very close to the government in Saudi Arabia.
But I think that in the management of the Hajj, I think Saudi Arabia does very much feel a huge burden of responsibility for running these sites. And we've never, you know, this year the Iranians are not going. There were talks, you know, there were talks that went on throughout this year trying to figure out how the Iranians could go. And it eventually broke down and Iran said, we're not going to send anybody because we don't trust the Saudis. But the Saudis don't apply kind of their Wahhabi standards to who gets to go on the Hajj. I mean, you don't hear cases of them saying, you know, you have to take some sort of a religious test to make sure that you're good enough for us. I mean, you have people from all the different Islamic sects who come on the Hajj from countries from all around the world. There's no obvious body that could run the Hajj other than Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're not going to give it to a secular body like the UN. There's not really sort of an international, you know, Muslim group that could run it, or an international group representing Islam that could run it. And, you know, I think that plenty of Muslims believe that the Saudis have actually done a good job. They have the money to invest in it, to invest in the infrastructure, and to invest in security that a lot of other countries wouldn't have. But, you know, again, I think the Iranians are very much trying to score political points on this one.
Ben Hubbard is a Middle East correspondent with the New York Times. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you.